Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Let's talk about your juicy love with me, Una Drake. We explore relationships, dating, sacred union, communication, conscious love, healthy boundaries, and much more. As a dating and relationship coach for over 5 years, with a background in shamanic healing and metaphysical work, I've helped men and women, young and old, from all walks of life. My mission is to increase peace, joy, and love on planet Earth. So listen in and stay juicy.
All right. Hello, hello. This is me, Una Drake. And I'm here today with Brenda Reese, who is a radical forgiveness coach. So we're going to talk about forgiveness. What a good way to start out the new year, start out 2018 with clearing the past and putting ourselves in a powerful position to have freedom in moving forward. Brenda, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Una. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So can you tell us, you're a radical forgiveness coach and you do a few other things as well. You help people with Akashic Records. And can you just tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, and the work that you do?
Absolutely. Well, my background actually is 30 plus years in corporate. And so I know, which is kind of funny. Yet the last 8 years has been an intentional spiritual journey. So that's what, you know, learning life lessons, being a student of life has got me to the point where I knew that there were some patterns and beliefs in my life that I needed to go ahead and take a look at, because I was discovering it wasn't everybody else's fault. I was the common denominator. So that's what led me to here. But the background is, you know, in corporate, but I've always been that person that, you know, like a lot of us are, that people would come to and share their stories or get advice from a very young age. And I loved people. And I was going to get into, you know, therapy and psychotherapy, you know, when I was young, loved all those classes, but life led me in a different direction, and getting married young, having children young, and, you know, getting into the corporate world for the many reasons we all do, to bills. And I thought that was my life path. I always thought that I was like the wingman, never the pilot, and that I was always the assistant, never the leader. So my life led me to the forgiveness work in the sense that I lived a life out of fear. I lived a life out of security and safety. And I also, you know, went through 3 divorces and, you know, patterns in dating and always thinking, you know, I was picking the same guy, not really realizing, you know, that maybe there's something in common here. So it was a really growth experience through my life that led me to and leading me to understanding that I lived a life of the opportunity for forgiveness.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's really powerful. And so, and you have trained in a specific technique called radical forgiveness, correct?
Yes.
And can you tell us more about that? Because that goes beyond just your average forgiveness work. I've heard a little bit about it, but I'd love to hear more and hear it in your words. Because I've heard that it's amazingly powerful. I have a friend who's done some work actually with you and yes, says it's mind-blowing. So,
well, and it is, because it takes a whole different approach to forgiveness. And that's what I was fascinated about. Because when I started on my journey, you know, 8 years ago, after a really hard, very challenging divorce, and really realizing I needed to make a change in me, that I was the denominator. So therefore, if I wanted to make any change, I needed to do it. It wasn't up to anybody else. And as I was going along in my process, because my story was I came out of that job and had to get a neck fusion and a back fusion. So I went into two major surgeries right away because I was ignoring myself. So all of this is the forgiveness work. A lot of people have health challenges and health problems, right? Because we don't pay attention to the signs. We are living our life out of safety and fear. We're not realizing that we're not living in the joy that we're meant to be living in. And so I was one of those people, and not realizing that my boss was just like my ex-husband, who was like the husband before that, who was like the husband before that, and really trying to prove myself working hard. So what got me there was after the surgeries, it just kind of was just kind of guided towards this forgiveness coaching. I saw a little teeny advertisement and just went, oh my God, what is that? I need to know it. And it has changed my life and the people that I get to work with. It because for me, who was afraid to live in my heart, I was living out of my head, out of safety, thinking the illusion of safety. And what I got to do was when I first understood about radical forgiveness, I liked it because it's a 5-stage process. So it's a process. Oh, I can do that. You know, because of living in the head, you know, I can, oh, okay, just tell me what to do and I'll do it kind of thing. And Sure. So it was fascinating. So when I started to understand radical forgiveness, it's a tangible 5-stage process for those of us that kind of live in our head that want to be here in our heart. And it's for those that are already in their heart too, because we take it and we go through those 5 stages together using tools and techniques. So it's tangible. It's not like, you know, Una, I know you're suffering, but could you just let go?
Because that always works. Just
oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
I know. And so that's what I was finding, because going through this spiritual process and this awakening, people were just telling me that, oh, you know, meditate and let go and it'll be fine. And I kept finding that, you know, it wasn't fine. I kept finding that, you know, my ex-husband, I was suffering. I was hurting still. And every time I'd see a Metro bus, I would cry, you know, and in the Seattle area, there's a lot of Metro buses, right?
Yeah.
And my ex was a Metro bus driver. Oh. So see, I was still being triggered, and people don't realize that you're still being triggered. Even if time goes on and you think, oh, I got this. It's not. You don't all the time. Some people do, but a lot of us don't. And until I got to this tangible process, was I able to get some relief, see what was going on.
Okay, that's awesome. Can you outline the 5 steps for us?
Absolutely. So the steps are, you know, sound easy. So the first step is where you're just telling your story. So with yourself or with me, as a coach, I needed a coach to start out with, because she was there to witness and validate my story. And we need that as a human being. We need to be witnessed and validated. And the other part was she was listening for patterns and oddities and synchronicities that I didn't even realize was going on. And so, and then because she picked up a pattern of 5 in my life, and we'll go into that. It was mind blowing for me. And then the second step is feeling the feelings. That's the hardest step for everyone to do, because especially as women, but men too, we are taught, right, in society or in our homes. I love how now, like, my daughters are teaching their children to be able to express and emote. I didn't learn that. And so a lot of it was, you don't be angry. You do the right thing. You say the right thing, you know, and it was, so we stuffed it. One of the hardest things that one of the hardest things to do. That's what I love to do. Because when I got in touch with my anger, oh my gosh, it changed my health. It changed everything. And then the third step is collapsing the story, which that's where what I call you're separating fact from interpretation. You know, so this is where I'm going, oh, I have a story and here's the fact, but what did I make up about it?
Right. What did you make it mean?
What did I make it mean to me? Because that is the suffering, right? Here's a fact, you know, and then after the collapsing is the reframe, which is actually the radical forgiveness part. So steps 1, 2, and 3 are traditional forgiveness, right? We can all go through that, like kind of let bygones be bygones, just, you know, let it go, all of that. And you're trying, but sometimes you can't. And then in the fourth stage, the reframe is where the tools come in. And we look at it from a higher perspective. We look at it as, wow, maybe it didn't happen to me. It happened for me.
Oh, fascinating.
And, like, yeah. And that's, it's so amazing. So amazing. And the fifth step is where we create the new story. How do you want to go forward? If you're letting go of that, let's fill it up with good stuff.
That's amazing. Okay, that's wonderful. It looks like we have a break coming up in just a couple of minutes. So maybe we can, I'd love to just, if you have anything further to say on those five steps, or, you know, how you've used that powerfully in your life, because obviously you have. And then we'll get into some more specifics when we come back from the break.
Yeah. The story that I found for me was, if we have a minute, was that, you know, when I sat with her, she asked me how long I'd been married, how many kids I have, you know, the usual stuff. And I said, first marriage, 5 years, second marriage, a little over 5 years, third marriage was 10 years. First job was 10 years, second job was 20 years. And she looked at me, she said, well, what happened to you when you were 5 years old?
Oh.
And
wow.
I said, my dad left.
Okay. And so that just created like an imprint in your life that got repeated over and over. Wow.
Well, it did, because I made up a lot of story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I look forward to hearing more about that when we get back, but we're going to go to a break right now. Again, I'm Una Drake, and I'm talking here with Brenda Reese. She's a radical forgiveness coach, and we're talking about how to let go of your baggage so you can powerfully move forward in freedom and authenticity in the new year. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
All right, I'm Una Drake, and I'm back here. We're talking with Brenda Reese about radical forgiveness, how to let go of your baggage so you can move forward powerfully in 2018. So, and Brenda, I just want to make sure that our audience knows that you're here in local in the Seattle area. You're just in Redmond, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and what is your website if people want to check you out, you know?
Yeah, my website is my name, Brenda Reese, R-E-I-S-S, then coaching.com. So BrendaReeseCoaching.com.
Awesome. Okay, and just so our audience knows, you have a workshop coming up, right?
I do, and it's called the Magic of Forgiveness Workshop, and it's going to be Saturday, January 27th in Bellevue, and it's from 10 to 5. It is an amazing workshop, and lunch will be included, and they can find that on my website under the events tab to get a little bit more information about what it provides. But it's a magical, seriously magical workshop, because you get to go through the five stages of radical forgiveness physically. You do not have to share your story at all, but there is a circle ceremony, like an indigenous circle ceremony, that covers 14 different areas of your life for forgiving, and all you're doing is releasing, and you're witness and validating other people. It's no words. And then there's tools that they will take home, like the worksheet that we'll go over. And then there's a really good 7-step process to kind of clean things up at the end. It has changed people's life.
That's wonderful. All right. So one thing I wanted to get into with you is how can forgiveness pave the way for a healthy relationship? Because, of course, you know, I'm all about helping people have great relationships and have juicy love in their life. And I'm thinking, you know, getting rid of the past is a huge first step there, right? You know?
It is a huge first step. It is a huge first step. And so for me, I like to help people create a way, like awareness. I like to help people create and see what's going on in my life. Okay, so like me, I discovered I'm the common denominator in these relationships. So before I was going to enter another one, I had to be kind of clear on what that was. What was my baggage, per se, that I was bringing in? Because I knew I wanted to be in a really healthy relationship, but did I know that what that was? No.
If you've never been in one, if you've never seen one modeled up close and personal, then it can be really difficult.
Exactly. And not to beat ourselves up. That's just how, you know, it's just how it is. And
yeah.
And that's the other part, is not beat ourselves up. And that's where the self-forgiveness part comes in. We'll talk about. So in the relationship, what was important for me as I took some time off from dating, right? And that's what scares a lot of people. But I had to do it. I needed to get clear. And so I went and I checked out different modalities to help me know more about myself. You know, astrology, who am I really? What did I come in as? And I did Reiki to heal my heart. And I did other modalities, quite a few of them, to be able to kind of clear the junk and see. And so then I started in, which helped made the room for the forgiveness work, and realizing that, oh, I was carrying some beliefs and patterns. The forgiveness work really helped me hone in on those patterns and those beliefs, so that I could see where I'm at. That cleared the way for me to start looking at and being attracted to other men that were, you know, more along the same vibration as I am.
Right. So you weren't just constantly setting up the same patterns in your life. So, I mean, I think our subconscious, if you could call it that, like, causes us to do that so that it's constantly in front of our face and we can clear it. But
exactly.
You gotta actually clear it, not just stay stuck in the pain.
Exactly. So that's why I just kept coming out. I kept calling it the 2x4, right? I kept
getting,
you know, and it's like, what am I missing? And I needed someone else to help me see that at first, right? Until I could educate myself and learn and experience for myself. So when I entered into my relationship with my husband now, you know, the first thing was, I want a healthy relationship. And he said, me too. And I said, we have to do it differently. So we need to really look at, what are we bringing in? What have we cleared? What have we not cleared?
Oh, that's wonderful. So it sounds like he's someone who had done his work as well.
Yes.
Awesome.
And the forgiveness work has really changed him too. In the sense of, oh, because it gave him a pathway, right? A pathway to find, oh, this is showing up in all these relationships. Oh, where did it stem from? And then how to bring it forward. So to really ground into a healthy relationship, we have to have it first with us, understanding what we're bringing. And as I share with my clients, it's like, you know, we can only do so much work alone.
Yes.
We are in relationship to heal. And if that other partner isn't ready to heal, then we get to be strong and say, I need to move on then. You know, and that's really hard for people to do, because we stay stuck in those relationships thinking we can change it. We can't change them. We can only change ourselves and have that open communication.
I agree, like 120%. That's so right. And there's only there is only so much healing work, I think, that we can do alone. And in relationship, things come up to be looked at, to be healed, to be addressed, that we simply can't get to alone. And I think that's not that all of a relationship is about just healing work. I mean,
right.
Hopefully you're having a good time too. But certainly if both partners are on board for the healing work and to grow through the relationship, that is so important. So thank you for highlighting that. And then you mentioned forgiving oneself. So what does it mean to forgive oneself, and why is that so important in this journey?
Well, because we're it, right? We are the co-creators. We are the ones that are here to have the experience. And what happens in that, it's kind of like in the radical forgiveness and in other spiritual right modalities, if we look at why I'm here, that I'm an actual spiritual being having a human existence, right? Or a human experience. So there's, in radical forgiveness, we talk about that there's spiritual amnesia. Okay. We come to earth for a reason. And so, but what we do is when we get here, we kind of forget. And so we're here to be able to go from, if we're in all light, we only know light. So to be able to expand more into that, we need to know the opposite of it. So we come here to learn, okay, what is this opposite of? And so that's part of the, you know, the technology of radical forgiveness. So to forgive ourselves, so we go through life and things happen to us and we make it about ourselves, but we make it about ourselves in kind of the way of, oh, I'm a piece of crap. I'm not good enough. You know, what do I know? We take on these beliefs. We take on codependence. We take on these other things so that we can experience that to be able to burst and grow into more of who we actually are. So the self-forgiveness really comes in and is so important because it stems from us first, from my heart first. I'm the one creating what's going on around me, or at least I have the opportunity to do that. I can't control other people, but I can control me. And so the self-forgiveness is where I get to clear out the clutter and I get to expand into my love, which actually expands out to other people. And that's why it's so important. If I don't clear this, I'm not going to have that happiness and joy in a relationship that you talked about.
That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of times we can ask ourselves like, oh, why did I make that stupid mistake? Or why did I choose that person? You know, I should have seen it. And sometimes we just don't. It's part of our journey. And it's just part of the path.
Well, it is, and it's important to recognize that. It's important to go, that wasn't a mistake.
So
seriously, It's not a mistake.
It's just part of the lesson that we're here to learn.
It's a learning opportunity is what my clients always laugh at me. I go, oh, another learning opportunity. Shut up.
That's awesome. And, you know, that brings up, I know we are going to have to go to break pretty soon, but another aspect of the work that you offer is Akashic record reading. And yeah. I believe in past lives, and I have a personal belief that sometimes we are here in this lifetime to connect with other people, oftentimes to clean up karma, I believe. And I'm curious about your perspective on that and how your work with Akashic Records ties into the forgiveness work and ultimately what we are here in this lifetime to learn, you know, in the expansion of our soul and our spiritual growth.
Yes. And so the Akashic Records are fascinating. That's the reason why I became a consultant in them, is because it really helps us figure out those beliefs, kind of where they came from. Are they coming from another lifetime? Are they not? Also, what am I here for? What am I here to learn? And so when we go into the Akashic Records, when I go into the Akashic Records of another person, I'm able to ask those questions. And when their higher self is when they're ready to receive the information, it comes through. And I use that in the coaching. I open up the records. And sometimes, you know, some people don't want to, some people do. But in that energy is the most beautiful healing I have ever experienced. Being able to bring that in for other people changes and it helps them heal quicker.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. So in the Akashic Records, can you actually see people's past lives, or do you get it in a more kind of, do you get images, or how does that work?
Yeah. How it shows up for me is a few different ways. So I get images, and I also get the knowing, the feeling of it. But a lot of times it comes in images. And then the knowing of what it is just comes out, where it's not even me speaking. It is something, you know, it's coming through. That's not my interpretation.
Fascinating. Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to break right now, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes. And I can't wait to hear more. So thank you, Brenda.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
All right, and we're back. I'm Una Drake, and we're talking today with Brenda Reese about radical forgiveness and the Akashic Records and how to clear our past so that we can move forward powerfully in 2018. So, Brenda, we were talking about, forgiveness and how important that is in order to have a healthy relationship. And even forgiving oneself is a part of that process. So what I wanted to ask you is, I can imagine that there's some listeners who may be in a relationship now that they're really committed to, maybe a marriage that they've been in for years, but maybe things are not going the best. Maybe some things have come up that require some forgiveness, say a partner, cheated, or, there's been, infidelity or other things that could cause a marriage to come apart, some things that could really need forgiveness. And how do you know, how does forgiveness work in a situation like that? Like, how do you know, first of all, if you forgive, how do you forgive without condoning the bad behavior? Or, how do you forgive but not become a doormat?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm curious about your perspective on that.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Because I'm glad you mentioned condoning, because forgiveness is not about condoning behavior that is not in agreement with yourself. And it's really important, in the partnership and in the relationship forgiveness that I do, to understand that also forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. So in some cases, right? So it's not condoning behavior and it's not reconciliation. And some people think that if I have to forgive, we're having trouble, there's an ex that I have to reconcile with them if I forgive them. That is not true. You do not. And the biggest part is, and you can't jump to forgiveness either. You've got to go through the grieving process, in a relationship or out of a relationship. So especially if there's been infidelity or if there's been a betrayal of some sort, because we have all sorts of different, relationships have all these curves and bumps and they're squishy and they're crunchy. And, in a relationship, especially when there has been that, the infidelity or betrayal, it's setting up some boundaries for yourself. So one, it's not jumping right into talking together about it. It's figuring out where each partner's coming from. Okay, there's a reason why it happened. And the partner that did the behavior needs to look at theirs. What's the beliefs? What's the feelings? What went on? The other partner gets to look at, instead of going right into victim, like this happened to me, it's like, okay, yes, it did happen to me. But where was I at in this? Because in a relationship, of course, it takes two, and it's not saying that their behavior is right. So the person, like for me, when it happened to me, I had to I had to separate myself from my ex, and I had to be able to look at and take a list of what was happening in the relationship before. What was going on? Because I did have a part in that. I wasn't all the way there. I was really focusing on work right? But that doesn't condone his behavior. I want to be clear on that. And then he had to look at, oh, he had his own stuff. So I did not cause it. I don't cause anybody else's behavior. But in our marriage, we had to look at our own behaviors, and I had to be willing to own it. And so did he. And then in my case, he wasn't willing to own it. And so therefore, we couldn't stay married. Okay. But I work with people, I've worked with a few couples who have stayed married through this because they were willing to take ownership and responsibility for themselves.
That's wonderful.
We go through the radical forgiveness process. Let's look at the story, because there's a story in those beliefs and those things behind it, you know, that makes us suffering, makes our suffering. So therefore, we can look at each other and go, what are we learning from each other or not?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that gets to, I think, a little bit of the some of the past life stuff. I think sometimes we come into a lifetime in order to work out issues, karma, etc., you know, with a partner, you know. And sometimes I think those people show up in our family of origin, and sometimes there are people that we have some sort of a relationship with, you know, oftentimes in you know, significant intimate relationships. My feeling is that a lot of times those are people from past lives that we're working stuff out with, especially if it's painful. And I think, you know, what better way to really grow through resolution of karma, you know, even from past lives, or to like really learn the lessons, than to go through something difficult and reach a place of forgiveness and growth in that process. I mean, you know, I think there's different ways that we have the options of working things out, you know, ultimately, even over lifetimes. But what a beautiful way to really heal and resolve that, you know, and through something like a really, truly forgiveness work like you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's what happened in my relationship with my ex, was that was, you know, we had a soul contract together. And I, you know, I discovered that through the Akashics, and we had a soul contract together. And when I brought it to his attention, we had some things we were here to learn together. And he said, I'm not willing to go forward. I'm going to do that. He was still angry and he was still working on his stuff. So I had to do that. And I was very codependent at the time. So that was a big thing for me to leave, huge lesson to learn. And then to be able to, a couple of years later, me continuing on with the forgiveness work and going forward and having him come back to me, writing me a forgiveness and saying, oh my gosh, I get it now.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know,
and that he was willing to do the forgiveness work himself. But I was able to go forward and complete the contract on my own. What I came here to do, and that's why I'm in the relationship I am today.
That's so powerful.
It's powerful.
Wow. Okay. So that's great. And I know that you talked about this before. You talked about healthy boundary setting, because that, if you are doing the work yourself, you know, on your own, even if your partner is not really participating in the growth process actively, you can determine what boundaries are okay for you and what you're willing to, say, accept within the relationship, and then set those and make decisions based on that as you move forward. Or how do you express that, and how do you work with that with partners?
Yeah. So with partners,
with clients, sorry, clients,
with partners and clients. So something that I hadn't done before that I did this time in my relationship, speaking of partners, was there is a, I have a sheet that we use in the relationship coaching for the radical forgiveness. And there's a list of things to talk about, you know, from infidelity to, you know, to what is marriage, to kids, to, you know, some of us talk about those, like, do you want to have kids? Yeah, I do. But, you know, not really, because when you think about the career, kids and their career, are you willing to travel? Are you not? There's a sheet that I have clients go through, and they put on there, you know, it has them think about, oh, I didn't think about what really, would I not go to church, or would I go to church if they were, you know? And some of them we know, but some of this, especially infidelity is a big one, where people don't realize that they think they're both on the same page with infidelity, and they're not. Because sometimes it's the emotional affair. If somebody's flirting a lot, they're outgoing and they flirt a lot, well, that could be hurting this partner, but they're not saying nothing. And then they get resentful. So it's both going, what is that infidelity to them? Because for some clients, it has been.
Sure. It's all about good communication and emotional intimacy is based on communication essentially and trust.
And being able to have those hard conversations.
Yeah.
Really, in the end, it weeds out the people you don't want to be with. It brings in those that are willing to stick with you through the fire, that's to stick with you through, you know, the ups and downs of a relationship and who are there for you that you can trust, because most of us don't trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, the first step that I use when I work with single clients who are looking for a relationship is a clarity aspect. And it, like, what are they really looking for? And in terms of many different aspects to a relationship and or many different aspects of a partner that they might be looking for. And it sounds like that's similar. I'd be curious to see your sheet. But I think it's really important to have clarity for yourself, you know, and then also, of course, to talk about it with your partner, you know,
exactly.
Especially if you're in an existing relationship.
Exactly.
Before you make some decisions like having kids. But, yeah, yeah. Now stuff happens. But
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's interesting. And I know that it looks like we have about just a couple minutes before we go to break. Anything that you want to say to tie up there, like tie up how relationships and karma and stuff like that. I mean, that's really fascinating.
Yeah. And you know, and I do highly recommend getting readings from different practitioners for people to really understand themselves first. Why did I come in here? And I'm all for that, because there's not just one modality for anything. There's different kinds. There's different ways that people, you know, feel good about and can, you know, it's like you hear the same thing about boundaries from 10 different people, but one person is going to resonate. So boundaries is hard for people to do. And so trying to make it real simple and easy is what I like to do. Let's break it down. What are the characteristics in the relationship? And even looking at your current partner.
Mm-hmm.
Change and being able to accept that partner is the other part. So first it's about detachment, right? So detach. I'm not him. He's not me. We don't complete each other in that sense. But what we do is we complement each other.
That's wonderful.
Whole beings coming together to complement each other. And just to be aware of where am I feeling like I am giving too much? Where is he? Am I taking it for granted? So the awareness in relationships is gigantic. And then being able to have those conversations. And the second part is just to know my boundary and to be able to speak it, even if I think and not think that they're going to think something. I can't get into their head. You know, I have to speak it out. And that's a good reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to hold your own ground and just know your own truth and be able to speak it in relationship. That's awesome. An excellent reminder. And we got to go to break, but we'll be right back. So I'm Una Drake talking to Brenda Reese about radical forgiveness and relationships. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
All right, I'm Una Drake, and I'm here with Brenda Rice, and we're talking about radical forgiveness. And Brenda, you were going to talk about we talked about self-forgiveness earlier, and on the break, you said that you had some more words to say about self-forgiveness versus self-acceptance. That seems like a really interesting distinction there.
Well, yeah, it is, because this is where this is a really good distinction for the people that I work with. And it was especially for myself, too, you know, because self-forgiveness is about guilt. So forgiving someone is about guilt. So I feel bad for something that I have done or that I didn't do and thought that I should have done it. Right. So, you know, the examples are, you know, you can feel guilt about getting up late in the morning, being late for work. That's something I have done, okay? Or I didn't show up when I was supposed to for a lunch meeting or with a girlfriend or didn't call or being late for an appointment. That's guilt, okay? And then there are different forms of guilt. Before I go into the self-forgiveness, I mean the self-acceptance, because there's different forms of guilt, which is fascinating. And what I found is that there's inappropriate guilt and appropriate guilt. So I know. And when you break that down, it is life changing. And so it's like I carried guilt for things that for other people. So this is where we get into like karma and we also get into codependence. I carried my mother's guilt for a long time, not realizing it wasn't mine. But like survivor's guilt is an inappropriate guilt. Right? That we take on ourselves, like, oh my God, I survived and they didn't. It doesn't mean that we can't feel bad, but it means that we should not take on the guilt. It's not appropriate. It's not ours to take on.
Sure, sure.
And parents, it's taking on the guilt of their children's behavior. Now, unless the parent has been really bad, that's not theirs to own. Mm-hmm. Self-acceptance, that's shame. So self-acceptance is about how we view ourselves, how we really think that we are. I'm not good enough. So guilt can turn into shame, right? If I'm continually late, I can turn that into, I'm not a good person. I'm just a lazy person that, you know, and so therefore I'm not even going to try, you know, that kind of thing. So the self-acceptance is important. And it's looking at those beliefs, right? For shame.
That's fascinating. That's a really, really interesting way to do that. And so the radical forgiveness work can help with both of those levels?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the favorite things that I love to do, because we carry around too much guilt and too much shame. That's not ours. But then we get to take also responsibility for what is ours, because maybe I am a lazy person, you know, and I need to kind of accept that about myself, because that goes into the self-acceptance. You know, and being able to learn to be okay with it or change it.
Uh-huh. Okay. You
know? Yeah.
And or just accept things about yourself, or like, I'm never going to be a star basketball player. And if I felt really bad about that, then I guess that would be something that I'd have to let go of. I mean.
Exactly. Or if you think you want to be, like, comparison comes in here, right? Comparison is shame. How many people compare themselves to others? Oh my God, look at them. They're doing so great. Or wow, she's so intuitive. Or look at that. I mean, I did that. And when I'm feeling not so spiritually connected, I fall right into that.
Sure.
So what I've got to look at is, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my innate gifts? And that's a part of this whole forgiveness process.
Okay, that's awesome. And do you have any tools to help people with that? I'd love to give people practical takeaways that they can implement, you know, in their lives. So
yeah, absolutely. So there is one in the self-forgiveness work that we do, where it's part of our disowned selves. So how we discover where we've kind of disowned ourselves at some point in our life is where we take a piece of paper and we write down, I like to do two people, but you can just do one, but two people that really kind of get your goat. They really kind of irritate you. Even it can be dead, alive. It can be, you know, actors, it can be politicians, whatever you want to do. And write down, you know, 5 to 10 things about that person that irritates you. And so when you write that down, you know, and be honest, really, truly be honest. Don't try to, you know, cover it up, but be honest and write it down. And then take a look at those things and see where they are showing up in your life. Now, it doesn't mean that you are exactly that person, because it's not an exact, what we use as mirror. So, for instance, if I'm irritated at a friend for always being late, okay, does that mean I'm always late? No, but what it could mean is that I am not considerate of other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
That is, yeah, that's fascinating, because there's always the saying that, you know, when you point a finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Right.
And like you said, it's like kind of that mirror aspect in relationship, that where if we notice ourselves constantly being bothered by certain factors in other people, it usually means that there's some aspect of that that we need to look at in ourselves. So that's really powerful work. And I talk to my clients about that too, that's an immediate thing that you can look at to grow in relationships. Honestly, even on a date, like if you go on a date and they just are irking you, and you can't wait to leave, then okay, they may be a creep. But you could also look at, you know, what was it about them? And you can use it as like a form of self-reflection in a lot of cases.
It is a form. It's like a little check-in, right? Oh my gosh, is that, maybe I need to look at that and then see where that has shown up in other relationships.
Totally.
Where are these same feelings showing up?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Brenda, for being with us today. And just tell us again how people can get a hold of you.
You bet. My website is Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, coaching.com. And you can email me at Brenda@BrendaReissCoaching. You can see my events on my website. Also, there's a contact there. And I offer 30-minute discovery calls if people want to find out if this forgiveness work is right for them. And yeah, my workshop coming up on January 27th is life-changing. So that is also on my event tab on that on my website.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I am Una Drake. You can find out more about me at unadrake.com. You can email me una@unadrake.com. And I'd love to talk with you Thank you so much for being with us today. And I really appreciate your perspective. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And it was great to be here.
Thank you. All right. Oh, they're telling me I have 1 minute left. Okay. So, so you have this workshop coming up. I know my own personal friend has been to some of your workshops and she just raves about you. That's one of the reasons that I'm having you on today. And you're a local person, local in the Seattle area. You're in Redmond. So anybody in the region can easily work with you in person. And I know that you do phone sessions as well.
Yeah.
And so you're really easy to get a hold of. Your website is beautiful and everybody can use forgiveness in their life. Even the most evolved person, I mean, we all have stuff that we can forgive and things from our past to clear. So thank you again so much. And we've been talking with Brenda Reese. I'm Una Drake. Thanks for being here. All right. And we can move forward into 2018 powerfully.
You've been listening to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat and I co-host together, creating juicy conversations, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. I interview amazing guests, and you'll learn how to transform your relationships so you can stay juicy. To learn more about me or to listen to past shows, visit my website at unadrake.com.